I am going to introduce the first person. So our first speaker is Maria Wall. Maria is from Local 825, and she's been employed with the city of Port Moody since 1981. She was elected treasurer in 1985 and president in 1987, and she's been president ever since. She served as a member of the QPBC Executive Board for 7 years and was a pension trustee representing QP on the municipal pension plan in British Columbia since 2002. She's also a trustee on the national QP National pension plan, or trustee for QP National. She recently stepped down due to her health, but she's here to tell us a story about incredible gains that they had for obtaining pensions for temporary workers. So I'm going to turn it over to Marie. Please welcome Maria Wall.
Thank you. First, I'd like to thank the Women's Committee for inviting me to speak at this historical conference. It's great to see so many sisters and brothers come to hear about making improvements in bargaining for our members. Most QP members in British Columbia belong to the Municipal Pension Plan of BC. It is a multi-employer and multi-union plan. Most members typically think they cannot bargain pensions. The only language with respect to pensions in their collective agreement states that there is a pension plan and the plan is regulated by the plan rules. Seasonal or temporary full-time workers in our local must work 12 consecutive months before they gain seniority rights and eligibility to the pension plan. This is the case for most QP workers that are classed as temporary full-time in the Metro Vancouver area. After watching the employers manipulate these members for many years, I had had enough. In 2006, our executive made the decision that it was time to take the employer on over pension eligibility for temporary full-time workers. I'd like you to remember the word termination because it plays a very important part later in my presentation. We knew that if we brought this issue to the bargaining table, we would not be successful. Our employer belongs to the Greater Vancouver Regional District Labour Relations Bureau, which is made up of the Metro Vancouver municipalities. In our local, we call it the Dinosaur Club, because they haven't had a progressive idea since dinosaurs have roamed the earth. We sought a legal opinion, and the news wasn't great. There was no legal precedent that we could find, and the best we could argue was fairness. So, as I've done many times in the past 22 years, I went to the members. We explained the unfairness of the employer's actions against our brothers and sisters. The members immediately threw their solidarity behind the issue. They wanted to know how we planned to get the issue dealt with. So, we made the decision to file a grievance, even though we had nothing in the collective agreement to rely on. And in our local, when we have nothing to rely on in the agreement, we rely on the chutzpah clause, which is always a challenge. But I knew I had a great grievance because chutzpah and solidarity together are a fierce combo. And our employer knows that when we say this is our hill and we're going to stand and fight on it, we mean it. We filed a grievance on behalf of 5 of our temporary members. In the grievance, we claimed that they were improperly defined as temporary and should be classed as full-time members, and that they should be immediately enrolled in the municipal pension plan. I would like to share the argument that we put forward on that day in 2006. We maintain that these employees are regular employees as defined by the collective agreement. If you look at employee definitions, neither the term regular basis nor definite and limited period is defined. These employees are not employed for a definite and limited period of time. The fact that their contracts are extended indicate that they are employed for a definite period of time. Based on the length of time they work, they look more like employees who are employed on a regular basis. The second argument we put forward is one of fair and reasonable. Is it fair and reasonable of the employer to continue to employ these people as temporary opposed to regular? By terminating temporary employees as opposed to laying them off, the employer undermines their seniority rights under the collective agreement. The employer's practice of terminating employees after 10 months prohibits them from accessing the regular seniority pool. At the bargaining table, this employer gave temporary full-time employee seniority. However, your practice is to deprive these people of seniority by ensuring that they are terminated before completing 12 months continuous service. And this also deprives them of ever being eligible to enroll into the pension plan. When the employer has a discretion, they must exercise it reasonably so as not to defeat the rights and expectations of the other parties to the collective agreement. When the employer exercises its discretion in a way which is arbitrary, discriminatory, or in bad faith, they are not acting reasonably. Being reasonable, by its very nature, implies an element of fairness. The principle is arbitrable jurisprudence, which has been around for 30 years or more in Canada. Arbitrators have written that employers, when organizing the workforce, must make decisions in good faith and not be arbitrary or discriminatory. We, the union, contend that you are not acting reasonably to these employees. You are acting in bad faith. The managers of the departments know full well what they are doing when they let these people go before 12 months, and Human Resources knows full well what the word termination means. We ask the employer to do the right thing and award the grievance to the union. The employer at the table argued that this had been a long-standing practice and they were not the authors of the practice and that they were not acting in bad faith. We countered that indeed they were not the authors, but they were in the position to correct this discriminatory practice. The conclusion of this grievance was that the employer denied the grievance and said they were not improperly defined as temporary. They did, however, agree that the temporary full-time employees should have the right to access the pension plan and agreed to a letter of understanding which states that any temporary full-time employee that works 12 cumulative months in a 24 period is entitled to be enrolled in the plan. Most of our TFTs work 10 months a year, so in the second year of their employment, they are almost immediately enrolled in the plan. All existing TFTs were entitled to immediate enrollment. In conclusion, I was asked to include a piece in this presentation in regards to alliances that we made. And the strongest alliance you can make is the one with your own membership. We would not have been successful in our pension fight if our members had not stood behind us. Always look for ways to win the fight. It may not be straight bargaining or grievances, but one thing I can tell you after 22 years of experience is that when you inform QP members about an issue, they will always stand up and do the right thing and fight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maria. So just a quick question I'm going to ask Maria. This was a struggle that you did in your local, which was City of Port Moody. What is the situation in the rest of the municipal sector in British Columbia?
I know that the City of Vancouver had a grievance on pensions. It was more around improperly being enrolled. I don't think other locals have been able to carry this forward, but I couldn't say that for as 100%.
Okay.